The auto show season begins this week. The Los Angeles show marks the start of the North American auto show season. Of course, those of us in Michigan like to feel that the North American International Auto Show that happens every January at Cobo Center in downtown Detroit is the auto show. But the LA show will set the tone for the season, and there are up to 1 million people expected. NPR's Sonari Glinton is in LA to cover the show. Sonari, what makes the LA auto show different from Detroit's?
The North American International Auto Show in Detroit is the most important one that I can think of, definitely the most important one in the U.S. However, this is the first one, and so it's the first one, and it's right before the luxury and SUV car season, and it also is the place where the automakers sort of put their greenest foot forward, where they talk about their green technology.
And certainly, as you pointed out, when one thinks of the West Coast and cars, green comes to mind. So this LA Auto Show is important for car makers to trot out their green technology. What are you seeing that you're impressed with?
I'm really impressed by the German luxury automakers who are introducing diesel cars. You know, Porsche has its SUV, it's going to be diesel. Audi, almost all of its cars have a diesel option, because diesel gets such a higher fuel economy.
We certainly know with rigid standards on the West Coast, that is a big thing. But in the rest of America, do people really want these kinds of technologies, or do they want what they know and love?
Every time we look at surveys and we ask people what they want, they will say fuel economy, right? They will check the box that says fuel economy.
Right.
But, you know, how you fill out a survey doesn't translate into how you buy cars. What we're finding is that people want the most fuel-efficient version of the car they have, or that they're looking for, right?
Yeah.
So if you want an SUV, you're not going to be like, hey, I want a two-door car.
I want a Fiesta. You know? I want something tiny. Yeah.
You want to get your category, you want to get the most fuel-efficient version of the thing you're already looking at. So, you know, Nissan, for instance, has the Nissan Altima that's new. It's the most fuel-efficient car in the mid-sedan size. Mm-hmm. So people who are looking at mid-size sedans may be drawn to that car that gets, you know, 35-plus miles a gallon. That's how people are making their choices. So people do want fuel efficiency. They just don't want to change too much in their life to get there. And the car makers now are realizing that. And that is why, you know, from SUV to subcompact car, they're offering, you know, greater fuel economy.
In the last moment we have with you, Sonari, I know there was an advanced technology showcase through the media preview days. Is there any cool, fun technology that you've seen that might make it into the cars we drive in the near future?
You know, here's what's funny about car shows. The technology is the thing that's going to be 18 months away. I mean, the things that I'm seeing that are really interesting is the skin on your car, the paint on your car, changing with your mood. Say you want to, you know, advertise, you know, stateside with Cynthia Campy. That is somewhere in our future where our car will reflect what we do, our mood. And you won't have to go out and buy a brand new car. It'll just be the skin on the car will change. Like, today I want a red car.
Okay, I got to tell you, totally, every head around here just snap like, cool. Isn't it funny? We can talk all about green technology and batteries. And everybody just, when you started talking about skins changing color, everybody's like, yeah.
you know, when studies show that the color is often the most important thing to a shopper. I can say we don't have any of the options, but we have the red one, and you'll be like, shoppers are like, okay, as long as I got the red one.
I love it. And of course, I mean, the idea that we could change color of the car depending on the mood or what we want to say that day is pretty enchanting, and that it's pretty amazing that technology is existing.
Yeah, it's still very, very early in its infancy, but I suspect that that's something, the fact that the head snapped there is a sign that car makers are going to be getting on the road sooner rather than later.
Pretty fun. Sonari Glinton reporting to us from the Los Angeles Auto Show. Thanks for joining us today, Sonari.
Thank you so much.